What I don't try and do is to teach a religion. There's lots out there for people who are seeking a religion to go to and pay their money. They'll find, once they've done their circuits, they're pretty well all the same, regardless of the avenue you first come into. They end up going along the same road, and regardless of what school or the country it seems to come from, it's all really the same. Religion is to bind, to tie. That's what it means. You bind yourself to something, you're retied. Religion, legio. Everyone has been conditioned through their birth or their place of origin or whatever, through the prevailing religion of their country, to see the world in a specific way, even if they don't attend the religions or the churches in their countries. It's already in the culture, it's established, the mode of conduct, the behavior, all of that kind of stuff. The culture comes from what is or what has been the religion, and it shapes your world's view on things. They say it's easy to get a person out of religion, but it's hard to get the religion out of the person. And that's probably very, very true. When you compare the different main religions in the world, you will see how each one would affect and shape the thoughts of you as a follower. They're all meant to create a form of social cohesion so that a system will work. And it's also to teach obedience to the rulership of that system. Without question, either through punishments which will come from a deity, or the forces which are out there, the yin and yang, that kind of thing. There's bits of truth in everything, bits of truth in everything. Cause and effect, you might say. To bring people up to a higher truth out of their conditioning, whether it's religious or what they presume is cultural even, because your culture still is the same. It shapes a world view, how you will then see new information and then always go back to Plato's cave to compare it to. And then if you can find it in the cave or something similar, you'll think it's normal. That's what it really does to the individual person. And we need something to believe in. Something which we think is normal. Otherwise, you'd be flying all over space with no grounding at all, nothing to grab a hold of. So, aspects of life and religions can also be tools or staging rockets to go higher into other understandings. If you have fully used them to their limit, they can help a person beyond. Many people cannot leave traditional indoctrinations behind. They still will keep comparing what you're giving them as new or concepts, ideas, back to their old religion and back to Plato's cave, as I say. Some people are overly enthusiastic concerning where they are in their understanding. Someone recently had written in to say that they'd read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma right through and could understand it perfectly. He meant the language that was used at that time. Most people today, sure enough, can't get through it because it's more intricate a language than the simplistic form we use today. But the fact of the statement was, it showed me that yeah, you can read the exoteric straight through thinking that's it. If you'd understood the esoteric all through that, you would be astounded. It wouldn't be a matter of, well, what's next? The world is full of schools of thought, and you'll find that the students and pupils have spent their entire lives going from one school to the next, just consuming information, often without understanding it. They're consumers. Higher understanding will alter lives, your own life, first and foremost, and profoundly. Without a set of dogmatic rules which you learn by rote. Rules and formula are for those who are seeking religions which compare to the old one, which have rules and formula. And why unshackle one chain to put on another? Consumers of the vast movement which has been created since the time, openly created since the times of Madame Blavatsky, has really pushed people into an endless seeking and searching and validation of what they learned previously in the previous schools. It's all to try and to concretize something which they've done, they want to believe in, but they just can't deep down inside them, even though they say all the right things to their friends to make them think they still truly believe, that they don't really, so they're on to the next thing, looking for validation of what they've just learned elsewhere, rather than seeing that everything that you learn is a staging rocket to the next level. Many people get stuck in an experience, and because of the experience, which can be induced in many ways, even scientifically, that's understood well in the behavioral sciences, but the experience can seem so real and profound that they'll hang on to that for their entire lives and never go beyond that experience, rather than say, is there something beyond this? Something more fulfilling on a mental or level, a mind level, a level of meaning. And there's no question that you could ask in any time, in any era, that hasn't been asked before, over eons. The same questions will come up in every generation, regardless of the changes in the outward system. It's always the same basic questions.